affirmative.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the
hit Australian sci-fi kids show K9 about the robot dog of the same name.
Must be the season of the
hit Australian sci-fi kids show K9 about the robot dog of the same name.
Yeah. Must be the season of
hit Australian sci-fi kids show K9 about the robot dog of the same name.
Doctor Who cast.
G'day mate, and welcome to another episode of What the Heck Is. And we're talking today about a good old Australian classic.
The thing is, they don't sound like that. They sound like...
Oi, I'm from Britain, aren't I?
We're all doing London accents like this. Too slow, RoboFuzz. It's all
too
fucking...
Too slow, RoboFuzz.
Please introduce, actually. Go ahead.
This is a very special event. This is K9 regeneration.
Can you do it where every time we say K9, you just put in the background very faint?
K9. This is a very strange thing because, strictly speaking, this doesn't really count because the BBC has like no involvement whatsoever. But you know what? It counts because.
Oh, so we don't have to watch it. Is that what you're saying?
We do, unfortunately.
Oh, shit.
K9 has a gun pointed at me right
K9.
Now. K9? So, before I do like the introduction, I just want to say a small bit about K9, the TV show.
K9?
So, K9, it was announced in 1997, and then it fell through. Whatever idea they had fell through. It was, and then in 2006, Jetix, which was the successors to Fox Kids and the precursor to Disney XD, Disney Extra Disney, whatever it's called, announced they're going to make a show called K9 Adventures.
K9.
Set on a spaceship that K9 was going to travel on. But what happened was it went to Australian television. And then BBC were like, the BBC said they had enough on their plate as it was with, you know, Sarah Jane stuff, which I think
the BBC said even we don't want.
Yeah,
this.
I think it was code for this is shit. We don't want this on our waves. So as a result, they can only do K9. They can't do any Doctor Who. Oh, there is a Doctor Who reference in this episode. I don't know if you caught the reference to Doctor Who in this.
It was so subtle. I almost missed it.
Uh huh. If we don't know what it is, when Professor Griffin is operating on K9. A musical sting plays and it's the first three notes of the Doctor Who theme.
Music?
Ah, good. Definitely in your memory section. Can you identify the tune?
Negative.
It was, you could hear them being like, how much can we play without getting sued? Okay.
Three notes, okay. So
K9, do you identify this theme? Negative,
no.
Legally forbidden from doing so.
I recognized the 2 second theme I had earlier on though.
Public slaps. Domain laws not acceptable.
So this is broadcast. This is weird now. Okay, it's not weird. It's, you can tell why they did it. This was broadcast on October 30. This rocks on Halloween 2009.
Oh,
scary. Oh. But only in the UK. Okay, and here's why.
Why?
Okay, so this broadcast in Australia, its native home of Australia, on April the 3rd, 2010. You know what else happened on April 3rd, 2010?
What?
In the UK, a certain television episode called The 11th Hour aired. So in a way, it's them being like, we can ride the coattails here. If we hold on till April to air this, people will be like, Doctor Who fever is in like overdrive.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to tell me that it was like a fucking like a scam, like how the Fantastic Four, they had to put up a movie every year or whatever to keep the rights. But like, yeah, they showed it in the UK so they could keep the rights.
I wouldn't be surprised. But as a result, it does mean that K-9 Liberation, the second half of the story, doesn't air in the UK until April 2010 either. God.
Further away we can be from the rest of this. Listen, I just want to preface this episode with this. Whenever we like talk about Doctor Who episodes, we make fun and we complain about the quality or whatever. I feel like we do so with the acknowledgement that everyone who's working on these shows is infinitely more talented than either of us. And that the effort that goes into making a single episode of Doctor Who is so much bigger than the effort that takes to make a single episode of Doctor Who cast, and that any ribbing we do, even with people like fucking Nick Briggs, which we love making fun of Nick Briggs, but even that, it is the ribbing of like, we salute you, we respect you, and we honor you. I have no qualms in telling everybody, this fucking sucked. This was awful. I genuinely fucking hated this. There was a moment, I am not fucking joking with you, David. There was a moment, I have two computer screens, right? So I have K9 on another, and on the other, I had my emails, because technically I was working. So I glanced at my email, just clicked mark as read, glanced back, it completely fucking lost where I was. I was like, what is going on? Like, it felt like 25 minutes had passed, but it had actually been 30 seconds. This is so fucking bad. It genuinely astounds me. It makes no this thing. Oh my god! It befuddles my brain. I know you want to do the gist, but like I feel like everything can be described with the opening image of this TV show, which is some random fucking ass shot of London, some fucking like stock footage shot of London at night, and they edited these giant screens floating around, and there's a woman being like protection, and then it cuts to like a robot being like protection from the thing. And then it cuts to like a shot of a kid in like a fucking no, sorry, that's not how this starts. I forgot the two guys. Yeah, the two guys who give the fucking professor guy a case, right? And then they say the department wants a full report in 24. And then the episode gets so bored of its own plot line so quick. It cuts to a kid who's like, I'm a hacker, and my hacker name is Stark Reality. And then a random girl who he knows, but we never seen before. We never seen any of these people before. And the other girl was like, we have so many fucking adventures before this. And he's like, oh no, I don't like you actually. And she's like, oh well, I like you, Stark. He's like, don't call me by my real name. Call me Stark Reality. Like, kid, you fucking named you your hacker. Your name is Stark Reality and your name is Starky? That's fucking stupid. And this is literally the first 60 seconds of the episode. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And the thing that the problem at the core of this is, why are you making a spinoff about K-9? He's a robot fucking dog. He's not interesting. He's not by himself. He's not the cool thing. The cool thing is when he's interacting with other people and he can have like a fucking rapport. You had to come up with an entire fucking universe to justify having a K-9 fucking spinoff. And these are the most boring ass dubbed to hell and back. Everyone sounds like they're being ADR in this episode. There's no audio from the set. You watch it and it's like everyone sounds like they're being dubbed post of the recording. Everyone is acting poorly. Every single thing, it just looks so bad. They have an effect with these alien turtles where it's like, oh, they move differently, so they warp the frames, and it looks cool at first, then it just makes me fucking nauseous. I want to vomit every time they're on screen. There's like giant robot cops, and at one point, one of the robot cops, and I have to give him credit for it, this was actually funny. At one point, the robot cop was like, boys, what's going on here? And then he gets punched and goes, whoa! And I actually laughed, but I'm not sure if that was on fucking purpose. I'm pretty sure that was an accident. At one point, like, this woman comes in and she's like, where is the boy we are looking for? And he's like, oh, I don't know where the boy I'm looking for is. And it just hangs on this shot of this fucking David Wayne, Don McKellar, bargain bin basement guy. Literally, like, you went to, like, we have Don McKellar, this is the guy. And he just has this, his mouth of like, duh. Like, I hate saying that, but that's what he feels like. He feels like everyone is going, dude, I hated this so much. It made me reconsider my allegiance to Doctor Who. I genuinely finished this episode, and I looked at the fucking Doctor Who art I have on my wall, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't like this fucking show. Maybe I should fucking do something else with my life. This was so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. God.
And I watched it 3 times.
Why? I couldn't bear to watch it once. It was genuinely astounding how awful it was. Like, it felt like nobody here knew how to make a TV show. It fails on every single conceivable level. On plot, on visuals, on fucking acting. And then because Shout Factory. I love Shout Factory. God bless Shout Factory. They put the first episode up on YouTube. And the good thing about having stuff on YouTube is you can go read the comments. And they'll be like, well, I like this. And people are being too harsh on it because it's for kids. Fuck you. Kids deserve better than this shit. Kids deserve better than all of this. Somebody was like, everything heard about the show made it sound like it was a Star Wars Hollywood holiday special size clusterfuck of cringiness. It's not. It's just a cute little kid show. Not everything in the universe has to be aimed at you. Go watch Torchwood Children on Earth or read a Faction Paradox novel. I wish I could read 1,000 Faction Paradoxes novel. You know what the thing is? When all these things that like are cringy or weird about Doctor Who, whenever I see them, it's like, at least I have the satisfaction of knowing that this was somebody's dream project. I don't think this was anybody's dream project. I refuse to accept that anyone at any point had a dream that resembled this. This is a nightmare. I hated this. Please, I do not want to watch more of it. I hated this.
You have to watch.
No.
Yes, you do. Okay, so I watched it 3 times because I watched it once and I was like, I need to watch this again because I'm not going to remember a lot of this. And then yesterday I was so bored, I was like, I might as well throw on K-9 again. So you're right. You're right. But I'd tell you whose dream it was. It was a dream of two people called Shane Armstrong and S.B. Krause, who were a writing partnership. They wrote this movie called Bait, which I've seen. Bait is about a grocery store that gets flooded and then sharks swim in and then they have to escape the sharks. That's really bad. They also wrote a TV show called Monster Beach. And they have a credit on Johnny Bravo Goes to Bollywood. I'm not sure what that is beyond being a Johnny Bravo Bollywood special. What? And it's directed by two people. Although if you go to the TARDIS wiki, it says like one person. Directed by David Caesar, who worked on Mrs. Fisher's Murder Mysteries and also Home and Away. And Mark DeFriest, I think is his name. He's directed like the Sleepover Club and the Flipper TV show. And there's a guy who's called the Houdini of Florida, who is not him, but is more impressive. So the gist of this one.
Did you just make all that up? Did you just come up with that on the fly?
I might as well have. But the gist of this one, everyone's talking about making shit up. The gist of this one, okay? Starkey, also known as Stark Reality, is found by robot police officers after hacking into a big billboard that floats in the sky. And he and his friend, who I think is also a hacker, they run to this weird Masonic cult house owned by a professor who like teleports his family into a house, but like they're operating this machine off the like the electrical mains, so like it's big, it's like a big cord that Starkey somehow plugs out. And then instead these big green aliens called the Jixen come in, and then K-9 follows them in. And three of the Jixen vomit on Starkey. And then K-9 does like a suicide bomb and kills all but one of the Jixen. Stark is arrested, and Georgie, who's his friend or whatever, tries to break him out of Vior prison. But the Jixen shows up and vomits at him again. And then he escapes, and K-9 thinks he's a Jixen and almost shoots Starkey. And then Starkey's like, I'm not a robot. I'm not a robot. I'm not a robot. And then the blonde kid who's there is like, he's a robot. You can shoot. He's a turtle. You can shoot him. And then detective on the case shows up and is like, where's Stark Reality? And the press is like, I don't really know where this guy is. And then K-9 makes a joke about something and gives him a whistle, and then it just ends. This is the thing I want to talk about first and foremost, which is that this is, as you've said, this is fucking terrible. But the thing about it is that, like, everyone is so greasy. Everyone knows that. Everyone's, like, all sweaty yes. and greasy. It's so weird. Like, the main kid who is 20 when they shot this, who is fighting for his life against that fucking accent, because that accent is fucking horrendous. He sounds like Stewie Griffin.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm in VR detention.
I'm in VR detention. In case you haven't noticed, I'm in VR detention.
VR detention. Brian, remember the time we were in VR detention?
Brian.
Feel like a Family Guy joke, actually.
I like how his message on the big billboard that he hacks into is just nobody thinks, nobody gets hurt, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Shut the fuck up.
Everything is lit like a fucking Saw movie. It's
all the sets look so bad. Every set looks like a set. Nothing here looks like it ever existed in reality. It genuinely, and the thing, okay, here's, I feel like what symbolizes how bad this was for me is that there's this moment where I need to move my microphone closer because I'm scared that I'm just so angry that I'm actually waking up my neighbors. So there's this moment in the episode where they spend like fucking 12 minutes talking about how K-9 can recognize a sound if it's repetitive, and he can recognize it. So he's like, all right. And then he throws a ball on the ground and he throws it over and over. And they spend like a Dostoevsky novel talking about this. And then later on, this woman comes in. And he starts playing with the ball. And you, because you've seen a TV show and you've seen stories, you think, oh, K-9 is going to recognize that sound and say something is going to be found. And nothing happens. But they keep focusing and they keep adding that fucking same sound over and over. And, like, the guy is barely touching the ball and he just moves his hand and it just goes – they just put the sound in there. It's befuddling. It's befuddling. That's the word I need to use because, like, it just – oh my god, bizarre and bad.
I have a series of questions for you, okay, that you can answer. This will help us figure this one out, okay? My first question to you is this, okay? Why is it set in London, and why is it set in 2050 in London? Right.
Well, a dystopian London, let's not forget. Yeah. You know it's dystopian. You know it's dystopian London because they never fucking talk about it. They never fucking mention. They just say that you just expected to do it. Shit. I swear to God, I wrote a note. I was like, are robot cops a thing in Australia? Like, ha ha ha, this is a joke. Because they just, and then it's like, what the fuck is that department? Just tell us what the, introduce us to this world. Tell us what the fuck this is.
Okay, my second question to you is this. Okay. And you alluded to it before. Why is he shocked when someone figures out that his pseudonym is just his name? Because it is literally just his name.
It makes no sense. Like
If Banksy was called like John Banksy in real life, yeah, hard to figure out who I was. Third question to you:
How does he know that woman, that girl? What is their relationship?
Makes no sense. If I wrote down that it has like the pacing and the editing and the logic of a fan edit.
Yeah.
Like a fan cam, it just like it the way it moves, like you're like 12 minutes in.
And my god, the guy, the professor is like trying to bring back his family. And the reason why the experiment gets failed is because Starkey trips over the gigantic wire. Yeah. Like, it's not even like he's walking, and immediately trips. He walks, he gets into position to trip, and then he trips. And then it's like, oh no, my experiment, you've ruined it. Like, oh my god.
He's from the X-Files, by the way. Professor Griffin was in two episodes of the X-Files. He's Canadian.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. My other another question I have, and I had it, the thing about it is that, like, these people have, like, absolutely no energy or charisma or like chemistry, and we're forced into thinking that they're friends and that they've had like adventures and stuff, and that they know who each other are. And like, there's actually at no point do I believe any of this is like actually happening. It feels like a first draft of a fan fiction that someone like put in front of a camera. My next question to you is this: okay, if K-9 comes with a like built-in like remodel, then why in school reunion did like they panic over K-9 blowing himself up when he could.
Why is K-9 here? Like, here's the thing that I'm realizing as we're talking about everything else that takes place in this fucking universe.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking, like, K-9 is the least interesting shit about this. Everything else is so batshit insane that K-9 is downright boring. He does nothing. He shows up. He dies. He kills turtles. Then he dies. And then what he does after that, he just, like, comes back as a robot. There's a shot of him flying around London.
Flying!
And then he does nothing else. He does absolutely nothing else in the entire episode. He just goes, I'm here. I am going to do this now in the next episode. Yes, affirmative, young master. Like, he is... Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It is so useful. Yeah. At least when people were like, oh, let's do a K-9 spinoff with him and Sarah Jane. That I get, you know? That mm-hmm. I get. Because that's at least of, like, you can, like, hook a show on Sarah Jane. You can't hook a show on K-9. He's a fucking robot dog. I'm sorry. Get the shit out of my fucking TV screen.
At the end, when the detective shows up, and she says, K-9 looks like shit. I was like, yeah, that's the first time I've agreed with anyone in this entire episode. Because that redesign is fucking horrendous. The way it's, like, fucking all sleek and slimline looks fucking terrible. My next question to you is this, okay? The blonde guy in this, who was maybe the worst
actor. Why was he getting donuts in the middle of his professor's big experiment? This is the perfect moment for me to get donuts for my employer in the middle of his life-changing experiment.
He also sounds like, he does actually sound like Homer Simpson, kind of. My question is, like, okay, he's in, I don't know if you're familiar with Jeff Tremaine's The Dirt. I believe it's Motley Crue biopic he made for Netflix in between Jackass 3D and Jackass 4. The blonde guy plays Vince Neil in that, which is one of the main characters in that movie. Because Pete Davidson's in that movie as well. Do you think Pete Davidson asked him, like, oh, so, you know, like, what's your career like? And he was like, well, I was once in 26 episodes of K-9, the television show. Where I was, you know, talking to robot dogs. Do you think he brought that up to Pete Davidson, or do you think
I think somebody tried to bring that up to Pete Davidson, and Pete Davidson shot them. Like, I got the just hearing you talk about 26 episodes again, it makes me want to kill you. I genuinely want to reach over this computer screen and throttle your neck for showing this to me.
Well, here's
God, I'm usually on the side of creators and artists, mm-hmm. and I hate corporations, but I almost wish that the UK didn't have this fucking rights bullshit, so, and the BBC just owned anything, so that we didn't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I this makes me wish for more capitalism. I hate this. And there was supposed to be a movie between him and Omega. What the fuck?
Like, somebody
sit down Bob Baker and tell him, like, he's dead. I know. But sit down his corpse and tell him, like, stop. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. Just let Nick Briggs do 1,000 box sets. Like, God, I would take the fucking Nixon box set over this. I don't. I would listen to Lady Christina D'Souza box set over this.
Listen,
I don't give a shit.
I agree with you, but if tomorrow Briggs was like, okay, the next Randy box set, K-9 and Drew Starkey, or the fuck's name is Stark Reality, are in the next Ronnie box, I'd be like, I'm right there. I'm listening to that.
yes, because, like, I'm curious. That's like saying, and for my next trick, I'm going to live entirely off eating nothing but dirt for the next 12 years. Like, I want to see that. How the hell does that work?
My next question to you is this, okay? It's going back to something you said. I'm going to sneeze. Actually, I'm fine. Okay. You alluded to this before. There's whenever you see the Jixon, there's like a weird kind of mirroring wavy effect. Do you think that's because they were like, these costumes are so bad, we have to mask these whenever they're near the camera, because otherwise people are going to be like, that's just a Power Rangers villain? Because the costumes are quite unforgiving compared to like the episode itself is pretty unforgiving in terms of like how bad it looks, but like those costumes are very, you know. And also, why is the whole Jixon plot seemingly just a vomit on Stark Reality and then peace out? Because, like, they don't really do anything. Like, the K-9's, like, the Jixon warriors are so fierce. You know, they're, like, you know, They're conquered.
Why does this take place? Yeah, it's like, why does this take place in fucking dystopian London, you know, with robots and aliens?
Yeah, but like the Jixon thing is like, K-9 digs them up so much that there's been like, you know, these like intergalactic villains and warriors and stuff. And all they do is like, they show up, they like corner Stark Reality, who there's that moment where like they're running from the Jixon and he like, in like the slowest way possible, walks into a pool.
Yeah.
And then falls down. It's like proper, like, it's terrible. But like, all they do is vomit on him. Like, the three of them vomit on him and then they get blown up. And then the other one finds him and vomits on him again.
They don't
and then,
do anything. Yeah. They just.
Like, there's no threat. There's no like sense of like, you know, tension or terror or anything. Or there's no forward momentum. It's just like a fan cam of like scenes of K-9 and the other guy doing shit, and then that's all you get.
K-9 and the other guy.
Yeah,
that's like, the name of the show. K-9 and the other guy.
I mean, like,
by the way, I just got a curiosity. I went to the official K-9 website because, of course, as the Twitter webpage for K-9 says, one of the UK TV's most iconic characters and is loved the world over. Citation needed. So I went to the K9official.com webpage, and I'm happy to report it's telling me how to open any type of bank account online in Australia. There's nothing about K9 here. I'm going to send them. Hold on. There's a contact us page. Hi there, K9 page. Can you please tell me why Stark Reality decided to have his hacker nickname be startlingly similar to his real name, as portrayed in the K-9 episode Regeneration? Also, any truth to the rumors that Starkey will join Faction Paradox? All right. And I'm going to submit.
Mm-hmm. My other question to you now is this. So we have, you know, we get introduced to this idea that goes nowhere. Where he's in VR jail and Georgie comes in and she's like,
VR detention, excuse me, not VR jail.
It's the same. Yeah, VR detention. I'm sorry, I'm not up to date on
you. You have to keep in mind that this is important lore.
Mm-hmm. The K-9 lore. K-9, she says, like, you know, all these aliens are being kept as prisoner. Would a more interesting premise not be that Starkey stumbles onto this idea that aliens are being held prisoner?
Maybe. I mean, so, but that would require shooting footage and having a story. And they can't do that.
But like,
that's too much.
I know, but imagine he stumbles onto like K-9 in that prison and K-9's like, can you help me out of here? I'm stuck in here. I'm K-9. And then,
well, imagine if they all died and we went to watch a different show. I don't know. Like, why are you asking me to imagine these things? I don't want to imagine them. I don't want to.
Because the alternative is you're going to watch 25 more episodes of this, including a clip show, which is like...
There's a clip show? No, please, no, you're kidding me. There's a clip show? No.
I'm pretty sure the clip show is the only episode Bob Baker has a credit on at all in terms of like writing.
No, David, no, we can't do this. I'm leaving the podcast. I'm sorry. I'm out. Clip show? What the fuck is the... Is it the last episode?
The last episode's like a two-part. It's like the third last episode, I think, is a clip show. I'm going to look this up now. This is riveting audio as I look up K-9, the TV show, not the other K-9 TV show. There's like five different fucking K-9 TV shows. I'm pretty sure one of them is a... Okay, I'm on the list of episodes on Wikipedia. Angel of the North, episode 23. Is that what I'm looking for? It might be, because it says... No, it's Mind Snap. Is this... Probably. It's probably a fucking clip show. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't really care. I don't know. K-9. I like how the professor is running this teleporter off like a fucking Sony Vaio desktop computer as well. Like, there's no, like, you know, there's nothing really, really going on there. K9. Too slow, RoboFuzz.
Please wrap this up. I want to die. I want to go home.
Well,
how long do we have to watch the rest of this?
It's going to be... You're going to love this now. It's basically intertwined with series 5 of Doctor Who, so it's like Christ. it's gonna be like one episode of series 5, one episode of K-9.
No. Or like, you ever seen that movie where I think it's George C. Scott where his daughter like
hardcore
yeah and he's like turn it off that's what I'm like. That's me right now, turn it off.
But thankfully, next time...
Can somebody please make an edit of that? I gotta do it right now!
next time...
Look.
Because everyone just disappears.
Are you scared?
Clyde Langer, scared. I've taken on just about every creep in the universe. I ain't afraid of a ghost.
Good. Come on then.
Oh, I suppose that cucumber fart's in here.
It's just old and damp. Must have been wonderful here years ago. Picnic by the fountain, taking the boat out on the lake.
If you like to paddle. Can you turn that on?
Who's there?
Is there someone out here messing with us? Because we're not falling for it, okay?
I'm not hearing this.
You don't believe that. Wait till you see this.
Wet footprints. Hello?
What are you doing?
It's a ghost. It can't hurt us. It's already dead. Besides, listen to her. Hello?
You're feeling freaked yet?
I think what you experienced was a stone tape manifestation.
Next time we have, we're back to Sarah Jane, thankfully.
Thank God.
K9. But yeah, you can escape. Everyone has to escape K9 for another couple of months. And when we come back to K9, we'll be changed completely. And it'll be tough, but we'll get through it. Because, you know what? If K9 can regenerate and K9 can get rid of the RoboFuzz, so can we. Okay. Bye.
K9.
Turn it off.
The boy that was arrested here, Starkey, he's wanted by the department for questioning.
What?
Well then, why don't you drop by the department's detention center?
Turn it off!
So he'd be held as... Stop, he's remembering you. Say it again. No, good dog. Heal, boy. Heal. I'm out of here. What? What's going on?